welcome to the Wander in Germany podcast. Your host is the founder of the Wander in Germany travel blog and the Travel in Bavaria Facebook group, Leanna Brown.
Hello, and welcome to episode number one of the Wander in Germany podcast. I'm your host, Leanna, and today on our inaugural podcast, I just simply want to quickly introduce you to myself and what you can expect from the upcoming episodes. I'll be bringing you everything you need to plan an authentic, genuine, and unique Germany trip. You'll get information from the very beginning of your trip planning process, itinerary suggestions, in-depth conversations on specific cities, towns, and villages in Germany, and even bring on some special guest hosts who are experts in all things Germany travel and culture. And of course, I'll be answering all of your questions about traveling to Germany as well. So today, I'm just going to be giving you an insider's view into Wander in Germany, why I started it, and what you can gain from both the blog and this podcast. So as I said, my name is Leanna, and I run Wander in Germany. But that was about 10 years in the making before I actually started that blog. So I should take you back to 2011 when I first moved to Germany. But first, let's get to know me real quick with a fast five rapid-fire questions. My first question to myself is, when did I first visit Germany? Well, the first time I came to Germany was when I was 14 years old to visit my sister, whose husband at the time was stationed in Germany. The next question is, what's my favorite area of Germany? Well, I have to say I'm probably biased since I live here, but I love Bavaria. It is kind of like all the stereotypes of Germany, you know, the Wursts, the Lederhosen, all of that. But it's all real life here, so I love it. The third question is, what's my favorite German food? Well, that's a really hard question. I have to say, I do love currywurst, and I know it's pretty stereotypical, but I've got to put schnitzel on the list. And actually, one of the things that I miss the most when I'm not in Germany isn't even a German food, but it's everywhere here, and that's a Dürüm Döner. And then finally, what do I love most about Germany? And well, that's a kind of vague answer, and I just kind of have to say the general lifestyle. It's a much more calm, quiet lifestyle than I'm used to in the US, and it's just really enjoyable to explore new towns and areas in the backyard almost every weekend. So before I move on, speaking of questions, I want to let all of you know that this is also a place to ask your questions about traveling in Germany as a tourist or how to experience a more authentic Germany on a trip. No question is a bad question. So you can send in your questions to either Leanna@wanderingermany.com. That's Leanna, L-E-A-N-N-A, at wanderingermany.com. Or check us out on Instagram. That's at wander.in.germany. And if I don't know the answers, I'll find someone who does. So anyways, back to my story. I really can't believe that it's been over a decade ago, but very long story short, my husband and I had backpacked in Europe for about a month in 2010, and we loved it so much that we were ready to make the leap and move abroad. I used to be an elementary teacher, and I was actually offered a job in Switzerland teaching at an international school. But a few days later, my husband, Andy, got a job offer in Germany. Now, he's a computer programmer, and I'm sure you can guess whose job offer was more appealing. So we ended up with his here in Germany. We moved to Bavaria in 2011 with the sole purpose of travel, travel, travel. And that we did. We explored almost 55 countries and hundreds of cities, and we loved every minute of it. Now, our original intent was to get the travel bug out of our system in a few years and then move back to our home state of Nebraska in the US. And well, you know, settle down. For example, stop wandering the world, start having a family, you know, all that stuff that we were told we were supposed to do. But almost 5 years later, we just weren't ready to leave. So we ended up having our first son right here in Regensburg. Now, we actually did end up moving back to Nebraska for several years, and we even had our second son there during that time. But we just missed Germany, the culture, the daily life, and of course, the travels so much that we ended up moving back in 2020. Yes, in the middle of the pandemic, but that's a whole other story. So in the year and a half since moving back to Germany, we've now added a daughter to our crew. Our kids go to the German schools, and we're living and loving the expat life here. And I think that's one of the reasons why people have really enjoyed my blog so far. I've lived, traveled, and experienced Germany as a young 20-something. We were just a couple, as with me and my husband, and now we're a growing family. So I have a really wide range of experiences and knowledge that is related to all kinds of travelers. Something many of my blog readers don't know is that I actually have been a blogger now for about 7 years. So I wanted to bring a whole new, fresh face to Germany travel information with a blog completely dedicated just to Germany travel inspiration. And thus, Wander in Germany was born in 2020. And even in the midst of the pandemic, the blog has grown beautifully. I now even have a Travel in Bavaria Facebook group, and then wanted to keep the information flowing with podcasts, which brings me to you today. So with that being said, I now wanted to talk about some specific things we are going to be chatting about here on the podcasts, both with just me as well as expert guest hosts. I'm really excited about this first season of the Wander in Germany podcast. This season, it is going to be all about planning and prepping for your trip to Germany. So we'll be going over frequently asked questions, things to know before coming so that you don't experience too much culture shock, how to travel to Germany on a budget, and so much more. But we'll also be diving into great specific topics like a whole series on Oktoberfest, and then we'll also cover specific cities and villages. So we won't be leaving any cobblestone, ba-dum-bum. Sorry, bad mom joke. We won't be leaving any stone unturned, and I'm excited to have you here. Thanks for listening to this episode of Wander in Germany. If you are looking forward to listening to this season's podcast, please subscribe. You can also follow us on Instagram at wander.in.germany or on Facebook, Wander in Germany. And until next time, bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.